socialistic theory calibrates low, just as Marxism does. And all of them are watered down Marxism, and Marx calibrates at 130. And if you want to know what Marx calibrates, all you have to do is look at the history of all the countries that have tried Marxism. Russia fell apart. China, they starved to death. Every place has tried, it's been a disaster. Now, a person calibrated over 200 would see that following the same trail has brought disaster over and over and wouldn't exactly recommend it. So people who recommend it are, I think, because of the limitation of their own level of consciousness, have a poor sense of reality. The Wealth of Nations was written, I forget what year it was, calibrates about 440. Out of the Wealth of Nations, which was the original ideologic basis of capitalism, arose the most powerful and successful nation in all of human history. It's a little hard to knock that. Just like the people who knock Walmart, you know. You can knock Walmart, but all the people who knock a shop there, see? So I remember years ago when people were becoming overnight paper millionaires. There was Enron and WorldCom and all those things. You know? People would stay up late at night and figured that they made $1.5 million last night, you know what I mean? It was all paper stocks. Anyway, we calibrated WorldCom and Enron, and it was 190. So then we calibrated Walmart. Walmart, I think, was about 345 at the time. The highest of any company, by the way. Most companies calibrate about 205, 210. So I had corresponded with him also because I was impressed by the integrity of the principles of them. So Simon, I corresponded, and I corroborated for him, you know, reflected back to him the spiritual value and the relative power of his position, which I was in accord with. Integrity, honesty, no questions asked, etc. So at 345, we considered that was a better investment. So if you'd invested money 10, 20 years ago in Walmart instead of WorldCom, you'd be in a different position. So ignoring the reality of the truthfulness and integrity, you do at your own risk. People say, I don't believe in consciousness calibration. I said, well, then you go ahead and invest in Enron and WorldCom. Why don't you? Before the crash, Walmart calibrated the highest. It ended up the most powerful company in history. So the calibrated levels are very, very significant. You know, you can snort at them and laugh at them. And I say, yeah, why don't you give me some money and I'll invest it for you in a stock that calibrates at 190? Or you could pick one that calibrates at 350. Now, which is it? It's amazing how fast they become very respectful of you using consciousness calibration. When you can boil it into money, yes, you see, then it's real. To get the idea of a good product is one thing. To turn it into a successful company is quite another.